More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for Smart Money Happy Hour. Pull up a chair. It's the happy hour you wish your friends were having.
Mix two money experts with some hot takes and a splash of nostalgia, and you get me, George Camel.
And me, Rachel Cruz, talking unfiltered about what's going on in the world, pop culture, and how to afford a life you love.
We're talking money, celebrity budgets, and my budget for my two French bulldogs. It's a lot.
You'll hear it all on Smart Money Happy Hour. Listen on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Buck Brief. We have the Trump gag order to discuss. We will get into that. And then we also have Joe Biden's fundraising. So we got Trump gag order, Joe Biden fundraising. What does it mean about his presidential run? Let's get into some of it. But first of all, Trump is out there. He's had enough. It's crazy. He doesn't want to deal with this anymore. Like, not at all. And here he is saying that he is not being allowed to speak because of this D.C. trial he faces with Judge Chutkan. He's saying he is being railroaded is the term.
We're being railroaded. And I have other trials who are being railroaded. You saw yesterday where they take away my right to speak. I won't be able to speak like I'm speaking to you. And I'm not saying anything wrong. I'm saying the truth. I won't be able to do this with that trial. Because the judge, which of course we're appealing, because the judge said basically I don't have a right to speak. And I'm the number one candidate leading the Republicans by 55 or 60 points. That should be over. And leading Joe Biden. And I'm being restricted. My speech has been taken away from me. I'm a candidate that's running for office, and I'm not allowed to speak.
Yeah. I mean, he's not allowed to speak about certain things involving the trial, according to the judge. This is all unprecedented. It is all so surreal. We say that, yet we know that it is real. But this is Trump pointing out something that there's no way around, which is the legal system is now involved in Trump's election to stop him from being elected. The DOJ and the law, the misrule of law, is being used specifically as a weapon against the leading Republican presidential contender. And this is the goal. I mean, this is what they are trying to accomplish. Which brings me to, well, what happens? So Judge Chutkan, D.C. trial, this is about, election and Jan 6 stuff in D.C. And it's a weak case on the merits, but he's going to get a D.C. jury. And the judge hates Trump's guts. We all know that. So it is legally perilous for Trump. There's no question about that. But Trump now has this gag order, which is a court order that is theoretically enforceable by putting everybody or putting somebody in. Well, you could put them in jail. You could fine them. You know, you hold them in contempt of court. We've all seen, you know, in remember My Cousin Vinny. Remember he shows up and he gets a little smart with the judge. And the judge has got that like real southern, you know, glass stare thing going on. And he's like, when you're in my courtroom, you address me as. And he ends up spending a couple nights in jail. I love it when in My Cousin Vinny, he shows up and he's all he could get as a suit was like a tuxedo, basically. So he shows up to court in a tuxedo. It's a great movie. It really holds up very well. But that judge sends, you know, he spends a night in jail in contempt, spends a night in jail in contempt. Is it really possible that Donald Trump, because of this court order, could spend a night in jail or could he get home confinement in Mar-a-Lago? This is what he says.
A judge gave a gag order today. Did you hear that on speech? Which I believe is totally unconstitutional, what she did. A judge gave a gag order. A judge doesn't like me too much. Her whole life is not liking me. But she gave a gag order. You know what a gag order is? You can't speak badly about your opponent. But this is weaponry all being done because Joe Biden is losing the election and losing very, very badly to all of us in the polls. He's losing badly. But what they don't understand is that I am willing to go to jail if that's what it takes for our country to win and become a democracy again.
Trump saying he is willing to go to jail over this issue, throwing down the gauntlet. There's a part of me that almost wants to see Trump call their bluff on this one. Like, are they really going to do this? But then the other part of me says, yes, they are crazy. They will do this. This judge will say, I am going to fine you X amount of dollars. You're held in contempt of court. People keep saying, oh, Trump has Secret Service protection, so he can't get sent to prison. We never dealt with this before. Can't be sent in a jail cell. There's administrative segregation units in different jails. They would basically, you know, think about it. When you're in jail, you're being, in some way, you're being watched by guards. I mean, not very well, and it's very unsafe and all the rest of it. But in the case of a president, I suppose, I don't know. Nobody knows. Can we just be, no one knows how this goes. But they probably put him in a single cell, and they would have Secret Service protection, you know, outside and around it. I don't see how else this could go. And the Secret Service would be there to protect him so he wouldn't be at risk from other inmates or other, you know, nefarious actors. I think that's how this would go. I don't know. Because Congress has never thought about what if we lock up a former president. That has not been a thing, right? That has not been, or it's not even just a former president, a possible future president. And Trump is saying that he's willing to go to jail. So anyone who says, oh, we shouldn't even be talking about this, Trump is talking about this. Trump is talking about this. He is facing felony charges in D.C. and a jury in D.C. will convict him if the judge is able to railroad this whole thing so that he's, the trial happens, the jury may convict. Then what do we think happens? The judge just says, oh, that was fun. You're convicted, but you can go, you know, you go back to Mar-a-Lago. Go back to your, you know, $800 million mansion now. We'll see you later. You know, it's crazy. All right, let's talk about the MyPillow. Because the MyPillow 2.0 is phenomenal. The MyPillow 1.0, yeah, it built this huge, amazing company with all these other products. But innovation is something that Mike Lindell is all about. And he wants to bring you the best products possible. So the MyPillow 2.0 takes the original amazing MyPillow and just kicks it up a notch, if you will. Takes it to that next level. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, but fabric that is made with temperature regulating thread. Makes the MyPillow 2.0 the softest, smoothest, coolest pillow you'll ever own. These are on sale now at 50% off. Queen size MyPillow 2.0 is $39.99. The king size pillow is just $10 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special Square to get the queen size MyPillow 2.0 for $39.99 and the king size for $10 more. Enter my name, Buck, as your promo code. That's MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Enter promo code Buck. That's promo code B-U-C-K. When you go to MyPillow.com, you can get the 50% off sale on the MyPillow 2.0. Get yourself some right now. I've got them at home. You should have them at home. You'll absolutely love the MyPillow 2.0. Plus, Mike Lindell is a great American, and he's built a phenomenal company, and we want to support him. So then there's the issue of Biden's fundraising. Right? We're talking about Trump and jail and all the rest of it and the cases against him. Biden, people have been saying to me, oh, Buck, there's no way Biden's actually going to be running. And I've been, you know, having this debate with people. And I say, he's an incumbent president and they have no other option. So it's not like I'm sitting here saying he's the best of all the options. They don't have another option. The only other option is to just have him step aside, let Kamala take his place. And that's a worse option. So there is no other option. This has been my straightforward analysis of this all along. I have all this stuff. Oh, you know, Michelle Obama is going to show up and they're all going to. That's just not going to happen. You know, you can't think about this, right? Could you just have somebody in September of next year? Could you just have Joe Biden drop out and the Democrats all say, oh, we're just going to do a write-in campaign for somebody? I mean, it's not going to happen, right? They'll lose. They know they'll lose. They need the full-scale machinery of a sitting president, an incumbent president, the Democrat Party, the DNC, all pushing for this guy. So that's why the $70 million that the DNC has raised for Biden in the last 3 months, far more than any Republicans. Now, he is the president, so that's not super unexpected. But the $70 million that has been raised is indicative, I think, of the fact that they are all in on getting behind Biden for this. And, you know, you can say, oh, but he's so weak and he's going to do such a bad job and all. Yeah, I get all of that, but they think that he can win. They are of the belief that Joe Biden is their best option, which is why the money is flowing in. And when you think about it, what is it the Democrats have wanted that the core of the Democrat Party has wanted over the last 3 years that Joe Biden has not been willing to go along with or try to deliver? Where has Joe Biden ever told the Democrats no? Not going to do it, not going along with that, going to veto it or, you know, whatever. Hasn't happened. So why would they be upset with him? Right. They don't. They just want their people, their system in place. They don't care. Now, no one thinks Joe Biden has exceptional leadership skill. No one thinks this guy is some visionary who's sitting around and, directing his underlings to engage in policy maneuvers to shift the country. No, the underlings are doing that themselves. This is the third term of Obama. We all know it. It is the Democrat system running the country with Joe Biden as the figurehead, which is what we all expected as soon as he won. So the $70 million that's come in, that was just announced a couple days ago, that shows you everything you need to know about where this is going and what's going to happen. In my mind, if I'm wrong, I will come on the show and I will admit that I'm wrong. But if you want to take a bet with me right now out there, anybody on is it going to be Biden? You'd have to get some pretty interesting odds going. Speaking of odds, if you have money in the markets, you may want to pay close attention to a new patent pending artificial intelligence that has just discovered a 60-day pattern in the crypto market. According to this AI, which is powered by the same kind of award-winning tech that's behind other leading AI software, the next couple of months are critical. Most people won't know what to do, but if you know, you're so much further ahead in this process and with this upside. The project is called Conan, C-O-N-A-N. See it for yourself online at Conan2023.com and see this AI in action for yourself. 60 days from now, your financial life could be completely different. The website again is spelled Conan, C-O-N-A-N, 2023.com. Once you see this AI, you may never invest the same way again. Conan, C-O-N-A-N, 2023.com. Paid for by Palm Beach Research Group. Go check out Conan2023.com. And so then we have, what has Ron DeSantis done here in response to the situation in the Middle East? I just want to touch on this for a couple of moments. DeSantis, to me, is, you know, he's still technically in it, but I think we all know he'd have to get a tremendous amount of wind in his sails out of nowhere for this to be even any kind of a horse race. I'm mixing metaphors now, but who cares? But here he is on the Gaza refugees issue, which I think is interesting. Play clip 9.
My position is very clear. As the first presidential candidate to say, no Gaza refugees, period. We're just not going to do it. And why? Because we don't want to import the pathologies from the Gaza Strip and other places in the Middle East to the United States of America. They are taught to hate Jews. They are taught that Israel has no right to exist. The textbooks that they use don't even have Israel on the map at all. And so this is just endemic to their culture. It's a really toxic culture that's developed. So there's no reason to be importing that into the United States.
So he's singling out Gaza here for the high likelihood that if you allowed Gaza refugees into the U.S., you might be importing problems. It's interesting because we're allowed to have this conversation, it seems, in the context of Gaza. But I actually broaden this out right away to we're importing a lot of the world's problems right now across our southern border as it is. A lot of poverty, a lot of health, mental and physical challenges that the U.S. taxpayer is going to have to deal with. There's a lot of illiteracy, a lot of misogyny, a lot of, you know, we're talking about countries from all over, poor countries from all over the world, and just letting anybody come into the country effectively who can get here and walk across the border. That is our current border policy. So I just think it's interesting of the Biden administration's policy. I think it's interesting that there's this sense of, oh, we can't allow people from Gaza to get into the country. Gaza is one of the only places where we aren't taking people right now. It's one of the only places where you can actually just walk across the border because the Israelis have the whole place on lockdown. You know, it's a place, this is from one of our great sponsors here, a place you should go and check out. I think you'll have a great time. Belize. I mean, it's just a couple of hours from the U.S. by plane. And I mean, you can float through caves down a jungle river, climb an ancient Mayan ruin, swim with nurse sharks and rays, cast for a grand slam, the ultimate in fly fishing, snorkel or scuba dive the longest living reef in the world, or simply relax. Don't just take my word for it. Come and visit. Belize is fun for so many reasons. Download your free Belize handbook and guide. Go to BelizeIsFun.com. It's a very easy website. Belize, B-E-L-I-Z-E, BelizeIsFun.com, BelizeIsFun.com, because it is fun. Go check it out. That's the Buck Brief for today. Shields high.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for Smart Money Happy Hour. Pull up a chair. It's the happy hour you wish your friends were having.
Mix two money experts with some hot takes and a splash of nostalgia, and you get me, George Camel.
And me, Rachel Cruz, talking unfiltered about what's going on in the world, pop culture, and how to afford a life you love.
We're talking money, celebrity budgets, and my budget for my two French bulldogs. It's a lot.
You'll hear it all on Smart Money Happy Hour. Listen on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.